Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Yesterday, we spoke to the chairperson of the committee of the Parliamentary Committee of Social Development. They had met SASSA. SASSA, if you remember, had been talking to the committee based on a conversation they had about a month ago, sort of a month ago, where two young students, first year students, actually presented to the committee and said, look, as young people, we were busy with some little project and we stumbled upon something. And this project highlighted how insecure and unsafe the SASSA systems are. So they then presented to Parliament. Parliament then asked SASSA to respond. SASSA said, look, this is very interesting information. Can we go look at it and we'll come back with a response? Can you offer us a sort of grace period of about 30 days? They were granted that. They went back yesterday to present back to Parliament. Yes, the 30 days was not enough, but they have committed to implementing some of the changes that are required. On the line with us is SASSA spokesperson, Paseka Letsatsi. Thanks for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pindian. Thanks for having me.
So yesterday, let me tell you, we did a bit of an exercise yesterday. I said to Gugu, my colleague who comes before me, Gugu, take your computer, punch in your ID number. And you know what? I must give you a video of this thing because her face went grayer and grayer as she was punching in. But in the end, thank goodness, she didn't find herself as a grant recipient. she didn't find us as a grant recipient. But here's the thing. When we were going through that process and she was busy with it, I said to her, you know what, Gugu, I can tell you now, 30 days ago, what is happening, all the steps that are requiring you to verify yourself were not there. So it seems like even though things are happening, we've got some level of improvement in your systems. What have you done so far?
Kimberly, I think we're left with no option but to do certain things. One, you know that we introduced the facial recognition systems and we got a very serious pushback. And we took a decision. It's a cash-22 situation. You do it, you are in trouble. You don't do it, you are in trouble. But we thought, let's bite the bullet. Let's do this because the intention here is to save the public purse. I don't want to be coming to Kaya FM to explain why people stole money. I think it's such a bad thing, you know. And there are certain things. We are aware that there's an identity theft. We are working very closely with Home Affairs. But unfortunately, Pinelo, if Home Affairs says this is a Paseka, I mean, it's not our area of expertise. Our duty is to pay grants, not to deal with issues of ID. But we then agreed that we need to go out to the public to make sure that we indicate to them, because the intention is for the public to understand that all that we are doing is to make sure that we defend them. But there's nothing extraordinary which we did, Pinelo. There was a company appointed to investigate the systems, but I can tell you there's no system which is a silver bullet. All systems, the whole world, are vulnerable to hackers and so forth.
So there were things that I thought were quite interesting. For instance, on the application, one of the things that the system requires is that, look, we'll come back to you after having verified you with the banks, which I thought was an added security feature. Give us a moment to check with the banks whether you're the same person. Are you still allowing one SIM card number to be used for various applicants?
We'll have to change that, and I think just quickly to explain the reason why we did that. We understood that in a household, there may be Paseka only who's got a cell phone. And you want to help them, you know. But unfortunately, our simple. You find people trying to take advantage of the system and defraud it. So we have taken a decision that after the advice by the company which was making the investigation, that we may have to make sure that one person, one cell phone. But the other problem which we are also experiencing is this Rika thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always find it difficult to differentiate between Shika and Rika.
Mm-hmm.
We expect you, your phone to be registered in your name and not anybody else. However, I mean, me and you know that some people go to a shop at the corner to buy 5 SIM cards and then steal an ID and make an application to get a 350.
So how are you going to work around guardianship? Because, you know, you're not only managing the system that gives the 350 grant recipients money, you've got other grants as well, disability and all of that. So if I am a guardian, maybe of more than one child, 3 children who are recipients themselves, and I am the only guardian with a cell number, what then happens? Because maybe I also get a grant, a 350 grant. They get other grants. But there's only one adult in the room. What then happens?
Unfortunately, there's a difference. There is a difference between your normal grant and the 350.
Yes.
The 350 was a COVID
relief grant. Yeah.
And the intention was to make sure that there's no human interaction.
Mm-hmm.
People don't have to come to the office. All other grants, people come to at the office to make an application.
Okay.
However, we still have an online application for other grants so that if people don't want to come to our offices, they can make that particular application. But there is a difference between your COVID grant and
the application
and our normal grant. People can still come to the office.
So what we're saying today is that you are going back to reintroducing the controversial facial recognition tool. So we didn't like it. You're back there. We have to do it. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Pimelo. I'm here. I can be crucified. But at least at the end of the day, SASSA will then be able to defend itself in Parliament and present its case that we did all this because the intention was to save the public purse. You can just imagine, you know, if SASSA has to go to Parliament next year and we have to present that 500 million was stolen, was diverted to people who were not supposed to get a hold of this amount of money. We will be attacked. We will be told that we are incompetent and all sorts of names will be leveled against us. But we are taking the hardline stance that people must do the facial recognition. Last time, Anne-Marie Buwa, remember I told you that the issue of smart card ID are in support of the Department of Home Affairs as well, to say we support their program to make sure that everybody migrate from your normal green ID to a smart card ID because it helps to cut fraud. But generally, people's faces have gone through the process of metamorphosis. How they look 15, 20 years ago, they look differently from now, you know? So we are just trying to make sure that technology does wonders for everybody and we prevent fraud as much as we can.
When are you going back to Parliament, Mr. Al-Zazi?
We underestimated or we might have thought this process is easy. This is big, Pimelo. Obviously, I think Parliament will be going on recess. When they come back, I think the chairperson will indicate to us that this is the date you must come and present. However, the processes of investigation, testing must continue.
Mr. Al-Zazi, tell me you've invited the boys at least for tea, those Stellenbosch boys. If nothing else, have you at least, you know, brought them cupcakes, something nice to say thank you?
Taking a decision to extend the hand to them.
Yes.
But what I can tell you is that there were allegations of intimidation and so forth.
So,
as an organization, we did not want to find ourselves calling the boys from Stellenbosch and then we are accused of intimidating them. But from where we are, we think that working together, we can do more. We must extend a hand where we think that people are trying to help. Look, from where we are, we don't think the boys were mischievous. they may have come up with something which would have helped us to make sure that we tighten up our systems.
Appreciate you giving us your time. SASSA spokesperson, Baseka Letsatsi.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.